have two prayer requests for this morning so far. Pray for Dustin Wilson, who is in San Antonio Hospital having blood removed from the front and back of his eye.
Okay, from his eye.
Mm-hmm. And then I've had the pleasure of coming in contact with a young lady by the name of Katie Rich.
Okay.
And she needs a lot of prayer.
Man.
She is coming out of addiction.
Okay.
And there is the withdrawals.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the assault from the enemy.
Absolutely.
That's a good way to put it.
Absolutely.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
And
her first name was?
Katie.
Katie.
So she just really needs to be lifted up.
Amen. 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 Let me speak to Katie just real quick, and I don't know if she's listening to us this morning or not, but I want to give a testimony. After doing a lot of drugs and having a lot of alcohol and a lot of things in my system for many, many years, on the day that I decided to turn my heart to God and give it back to God, He moved all of that out of my life without any withdrawals, without any addictions going back to, no more cravings, no more spin outs, nothing. I mean, He took it all away from me. And I remember crying out to the Lord saying, Lord, I want a new heart and I want a new mind and I want a new breath. I want new breath, new heart, new mind, new breath, new heart, new mind. And God began to just change that away. Mm-hmm. Now, He is an if-then God. He always has been, all the way through Scripture, Old Testament, all the way through Revelation. He's an if-then God. What I mean by that, He says, if you do this, then I will do that. Over and over again, the promises of God are yes and amen. Yes and amen. If you do this, then I will do that. That's what He does. He has a twofold witness with everything He does. He wants two people doing it. And I know I don't want to get carried away and preach, but listen, Katie, get into your Bible, start reading it. It doesn't matter where, it doesn't matter how much. Start reading that Bible. Put the Word of God deep inside of you. Get your mind changed. That'll get your heart changed. Mind changed, heart changed. That'll get your breath changed. That'll get your word changed. And when you start speaking words of positive to yourself, I'm getting through this. I'm going through this. I'm going to make this. I've got a commitment to God. I've got a commitment to my friends. I've got a commitment to my families. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to make this happen. Then you have the right to tell the devil to shut up and get off your shoulders, get the monkey off your back, and keep going for God. Keep going for God. Keep going for God. Keep going for God. Okay. Not preaching. Let's pray for Dustin. He needs healing in this body, the removal of blood from his eye. Father God, I pray for Dustin today. I bring him before your throne and I lay him down in your very presence today. Lord, you have promised us vision. Lord, you have given us eyes for vision to be able to see. And Lord, there are blood that is flowing in his eye today that is causing an impairment of his vision. We pray, Lord, that you will not only remove these blood damages, Lord, I just pray right now that you will give the doctor's wisdom and the process wisdom, Lord. Let that be removed and never come back. Fix the issue, O Lord, that's causing that flowing into there. Lord, I pray healing in that body, healing in that eye today. And God, I lift up a very special prayer right now for Katie. Lord, I pray an anointing over her life. I pray for an anointed flowing of the Holy Spirit in her life today. I pray that the Holy Spirit ignites like a burning flame inside of her, that it will consume all of those past ideals, all of those past addictions, all of those past procedures, all of the past habits. God, break them, consume them off right now. Burn them up so, Lord, they turn to ashes and they cannot come back. And Lord, I pray that the next thought that she has even considering about going back will be destroyed by the power of God. And Satan cannot throw those darts at her anymore. He has lost the ammunition that will come in and hinder or harm or hurt her. In the name of Jesus, we build a shield about her, a sphere about her right now, top, bottom, side to side and around, front and back. God, you've got her covered from every angle. And I plead the blood of Jesus over her. I plead the blood of Jesus over her mind. I plead the blood of Jesus over her heart. I plead the blood of Jesus over her breath. In the mighty name that is above every name, let it be so in Jesus. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Our sponsor for today is Prophetic Voice Ministries. They're located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. And Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. And the Refuge Church at New Liberty. They are located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off, y'all. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
From all of us here at PKN Company, great job, Barbara Dyson Ford, on your fifth President's Award. Thank you for your loyalty to our community.
This is Curtis Hutchinson. All of us here at Hutchinson Oil congratulate Barbara Dyson on your fifth President's Award. You deserve it.
Chad Smith here with Smith Ag. Congrats to Barbara Dyson on your fifth President's Award for your amazing customer service.
We want to thank all of you, our customers, as we celebrate this prestigious award. Come experience the difference at Barbara Dyson Ford and check us out at BarbaraDysonFord.net.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Kevin Akins. His title for this morning is Secrets. However, before we go back to the message, would you please share information about your church location, services?
Yeah. I tell you what, we have. I've said it all the years that I've been here. We have the greatest church ever with the greatest people ever. And we just worship the greatest God. That's just the way that it is. We are located at 2701 South Randall. So if you get over on Randall Street and you go south back towards I-40, right before you cross I-40 on the west side of the road, there's it's a fairly good-sized little building with great big crosses sticking up. That's First Assembly of God. That's who we are, and we love being out there. We have Sunday morning service times. Our worship time begins at 10:45. We do have some Bible study adult classes at 9:30 until 10:30, and then our morning worship starts at 10:45. And then we, on Wednesday nights, we have student activities. So we have something for every age of a student. If you are in school, we've got something for you. We are working on a new class for some college kids. We don't really have a big one of those going on. We want one, but mostly it's like high school all the way down. We've got something available for you, as well as we have a Bible study class that's going on Wednesday night for adults. And right now we're studying the minor prophets. All of that begins at 7 p.m. is when it starts, but you're welcome. The doors are unlocked by 6:30, so you're welcome to come on out and visit with us and just have a kind of a visit time for a little while. So we do Sundays and mornings, and we do Wednesday nights, and we have a great time. So come on out and be a part of us.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Let's get back into the Word of God. We are talking about secrets today and where they come from and being down inside of your heart. There are good secrets. They're good secrets. They're holding the commandments of God, the fear of God, the commandments of God, and the gospel of God. But as much as they're good secrets and to have them, those are secrets that they need to be shared. The problem is that we hold them inside too long and we miss out on the promises and the blessings of God because we don't share them. But then there is the evil secrets. There's good secrets, but then there's evil secrets. And the evil secrets are things that are instinct down inside of us. And we do them, we act on them, but then we hide them. We know we went wrong. We know we failed. We know we sinned, but then we hide them. We don't ever confess them and share them with God and get them out. We don't repent about them and get them out of our life. And so now the third one I want to talk to you about is I first want to take you back to our scripture text in the book of Ecclesiastes. And let me just go there in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, if my paddle work, chapter 12. And I want to even look, if you will, I want you to see verse number 11 and 12 as we look at this. The words of the wise are like goods. And I have a hard time saying that. I get it. Goads, gods, goods. They're stickers. They're barbs. I don't know. You know, there's some people, they have little stickers. You know, here in Oklahoma, we have stickers that are bad stickers. We know what a sticker is. Someplace out there in my field, we have what we call goat heads. They are big barbed stickers. And when one of those get in you, man, it just festers and you can't hardly dig it out. You can't get it out. You almost got to cut it out. That's what a goad was. It's something that pokes you along the way. It's actually a stick that they would use to walk behind the cattle with, and they would prod the cattle on their ankles, around their ankles, just to keep their feet moving, going in the direction they wanted to go. So there's something that's always moving you direction. And this is what good words do. They do that. They're like good words. And there is no end. Let's see, where am I at? And the scholars are like well-driven nails given by one shepherd. Well-driven. They hold it all together. But here's the one I want you to see, verse 12. And further, my son, be admonished by these. Making many books, there is no end, and much study is wearisome to your flesh. I want people look at that. Well, we can come up. Okay, I won't say we. I could come up with a lot of excuses to deal with that, saying, look, I don't have to go to school. Look, I don't need more books. Look, I don't need more learning. Look, too much studying. Mom, I don't want to do homework. I get it. You know, we can come up with a lot of things that we can say. I don't want to keep studying about it. I don't want to hold in there. But I want you to hear a second verse that follows this up. I want you to hold on to this, okay? Because when you don't study, when you don't learn, when you shut your mind off and say, I don't want to learn anything else new. Now, I'm going to speak to some of my older friends that I love very, very much. And my mother has given me this best example, even working with her. And I understand it to a point, but I want to tell you to be very careful with this. When someone says, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, I don't want to learn anything new. This computer stuff is all new fang-dangle stuff. I don't want to learn any of that. I don't want to go down that road. Man, my car's got so many bells and whistles on them, I don't know what all it'll do. All I know is it'll drive. I just put it in gear and go, you know. I understand all of that, but to shut your mind off, you're telling God that he's limited. You're saying, God, you're limited. You only can do so much with me. Your brain never stops. It doesn't quit. It keeps growing every year that you grow. You're going to learn whether you want to learn or not. You learn a new place. You learn a new direction. You learn a new code. You learn a new number. And people say, I can't learn new stuff. Yes, you can. You can't teach an old dog new tricks? Yes, you can. Put his food plate over in another corner. You can teach that old dog where to get his food. He knows where to go back to eat. You're not going to forget where to find your food. Let me give you another corresponding scripture, all right? This is what it's about. Here's what I'm talking about right now. I got to clarify this. This third and last secret, it's going to take me a little bit longer, but it's a true secret. It's the truth of it all. It's the true secret that comes out. Look at Romans chapter 16, verse 25, 26, and 27. Romans 16 says, "Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ." This is to God. To God be the glory. This is to him. "According to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began." This gospel, this truth, this word, this Bible, it's a mystery. And there's a secret that's inside of it. It's a truth that makes a difference. People are bailing out on God. They're bailing out on church. They're bailing out on Christ. They're bailing out on a Christian walk. They're bailing out on doing what's right because they say, it's not working. It doesn't come to pass. I don't want to learn anything new. I don't want to go deeper into this. I don't want to go deeper into that. It's a mystery. Let me keep going. This mystery that has been kept secret since the world began, look at 26. But now it's been made manifest. Now it's being seen. It's being heard. It's evident. It's real. It's come to life. It's made manifest. And by the prophetic scriptures, it's been made known to all nations. The prophetic scriptures, not a prophetic mindset from somebody, not a prophetic opinion of somebody, not somebody's thoughts that are out on social media, by the scripture. It's the scripture that proves it real. It's the scripture that proves it true. It's the scripture that comes to pass. This is a secret mystery that too many people are missing out on today. There's nothing hidden about it anymore. The scripture is real. It's true. It's a commandment of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith. To God alone be wise. To God alone be the glory. To God alone be all things through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Here's the truth. We don't look for the bad things to happen. We try to keep the good news in perspective all the time. This is one of those things. I was writing down this down so fast this morning. I'm going to read a couple of points and then I'm going to talk to you because my mind right now is just going like 90 miles an hour. And I know that doesn't happen to anybody else, but I know it's what God does to me. Look at this. It is time for us to hear the truth, to know the truth, live the truth, activate the truth. It is time for the truth to come out. The scripture is truth. When people come out of the closet, it's time to tell them the truth. When people start sharing their secrets, it's time to tell them the truth. When people start sharing the gospel, sharing the commandments, let the truth out. It's time to let the truth be known and let the truth be heard. We don't hold it inside. We can't keep it inside anymore. We got to do it. Whether it's good, whether it's evil, the secret has got to come out of our heart. If it's the good secret, share it. Tell it. Get that gospel out there. If it's an evil secret, express it, confess it, let God take care of it, let it be repented of, and get it out of your system. The thing that God's shown me over and over again, friends, and this is not new to anybody that's out there, the day is quickly approaching. The rapture of the church is at hand. The time is ready. It is now. It is time to wake up the warriors. It is time to wake up out of our sleep and out of our days. There is great revivals going on all across the land. You want to be a part of it, then you got to get involved in it. You can't be a part of that revival setting back from the distance. You can't be a... You're not fully involved if you're just seeing it on social media. Choose something. Get involved in it. Be a part of it. Help it. Be a giver to it. Be generous to it. Be open to it. Set that revival out. Get it going. Know for certain that God is opening new doors, and he's opening up hearts, and he's opening up minds. At the very beginning of this, I prayed that God would open our minds to comprehend the complexity of his word. I want you to get that phrase down inside of you. I have said it for 35 years of ministry from the very beginning when I started. This is how God transformed me from who I was to who I am. Listen, you can't change yesterday, but you can affect tomorrow by doing what's right today. Today's the day that we set out and start doing what's right. Get the hidden sin and the hidden secrets inside of your heart forgiven and get them past to get it over with. And then don't let the gospel be hidden down inside like a secret. Let it come out. Share it. The truth has got to be told. The truth has got to be heard. And I know this frustrates some people. Some people are going to turn off the channel right now. And I'm going to say, don't do it. Don't touch that knob. Listen to me. There is a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. And we've got to do our part. We can only get helped so much, but we must do our part. We've got to do what's right. We can't hide in the background. We're not a secret anymore. This mystery has been manifested through us, through you. You're not a secret of God anymore. He's got some hidden riches that he's going to give you out of the secret places, but that's not the end of it. There's still a heaven for us to gain. In order for us to gain that heaven, we got to get the hell out of us now. I don't know if you heard that or not, but it's time to get that down inside of you. We got to say no more. No more sin's going to rot my bones. No more sin's going to rot my mind. I'm not a rotten person. I'm a righteous person. I'm a blood-bought child of God, a joint heir with Jesus Christ. We've been redeemed from poverty, redeemed from sickness, redeemed from the second death. Then let's live like it. Let's show it. Let's live our life like Christ-like. Let's do what's right. The true secret is to remove all of the things that hide our other secrets. Anything that's hiding your evil, sinful nature down inside, get it out of there. Expose it and say, God, take this away from me. Take my addiction. Break the chains of routine, habitual habits out of my life. Dear God, break away all of the secret fantasies and the mindsets. When there's so many things today, I live it, folks. I live it. There's no different. You're fixing to hear, seek from me. I can close my eyes and see things that I did back in the 80s. And I can wish like crazy that I never did it. But I know, and this is where I want you to get to, I know all of the 80s are under the blood of Christ for me. I've already laid them down at the foot of the cross. And the blood that shed from his body has already covered all that sin. And I know that that sin's been forgiven. I may still hold account for them up in heaven on judgment day. They will all be judged. I can't throw them away. They're going to be judged. But they're going to be judged under a forgiven condition, not a forgotten condition.
Come on.
Man, did you hear that? You need to write that down. Those secrets inside have got to be under a forgiven condition, not a forgotten condition. If it's just because you forgot about it, isn't going to make it judgment right up in heaven. You got to get them under the forgiven. God, forgive me for saying those words. God, forgive me for doing those things. God, forgive me for going there. God, forgive me for watching that. God, forgive me for being a part of that. God, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. You can't say it enough. Make it happen over and over again. That's the truth. This is how come Solomon said in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, he said, fear God and keep his commandments. Fear God enough to say, God, uncover all that junk down in my heart. God, uncover all that stuff in the back of my mind. God, uncover all that natural stuff inside of me. God, uncover those hidden secret sins so they can be forgiven, confessed sins. And then I know that when I stand on judgment day, he's looking at me through a whole different lens. He's looking at me through a whole different cycle. I need somebody to hear me today. You are not too far gone. You are not too rotten. You are not too bad. You're not hidden away. God doesn't hide you like some secret sin. He's not covering you up. Today you can be forgiven. Today you can stand underneath the blood of forgiveness. Jesus shed that blood for you, that you can be forgiven today and stand under his grace, under his mercy. When he stands before you, you stand before him on judgment day, and you look into his eyes. No matter who you are, you're going to see his grace. No matter who you are, you're going to see his holiness, no matter who you are. But he can look at you and say, you have forgotten sins, or you have forgiven sins. Let's get the secret out. Let's get it forgiven so that we can live right, live holy, and live just before an almighty God. Let me pray for you. Father God, I come today. Lord, I call for your mercy and I call for your grace. Whoever's listening to this, whoever by chance has stumbled onto this channel today, God, you directed them. God, you turned it on in their car. You turned it on their phone. God, you said it. So today, Lord, if there's hidden secret sin in anyone's life, right now, Lord, I pray that you give them the power of the Holy Spirit to just say the words, "Dear Jesus, forgive me of all my secret sin. Bring it to my memory one time, and let me ask forgiveness, and then let it be gone. Let it be gone, never to be brought up again, so that you're not looking at forgotten sin. You're looking at forgiven sin." Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're the only one that can do that for our lives this day. Cleanse our heart, cleanse our mind, cleanse our words that we speak positive this hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, y'all, and I am going to say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day.
Thank you, Jesus.
From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Miss Tina Dobbs, and from Pastor Kevin Aikens.
God bless.
Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.